You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if I...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
These are the kinds of circumstances that sort of, they paint the road that all of these teams are on, no different than all of our lives. Like, there are circumstances that are involved. So this schedule, I'm just fascinated by it, the 49er schedule, and whether or not it was actually as easy as we all crack it up to be. I would say no, but it's still also, like, we could look at the teams they did play, and we're like, oh, some nice teams on there that we didn't think were going to be all that nice. They also, though, the schedule outside of their division mates, which is a big deal, not to be understated, but outside of that, they avoid all of those other big dogs. So that's the best part of the schedule. There's no trips to Green Bay, no trips to Detroit,
no
trips
Philly.
To Philly.
Yep.
Nobody's got to go to Denver. Nobody's got to go to Buffalo. Nobody's got to go to New England. There's none of that. There's none of that on the schedule. Turns out going to Houston was a hell of a lot harder than we realized.
Right.
And
right.
If you remember that game, the Niners looked like it. And we ripped them for it. And now we're like, oh, everybody looks like that against the Texans defense.
Right.
I didn't realize that Mahomes and Josh Allen were both going to look like absolute crap against that team also. Because they both have, just in the last 3 weeks. I mean, Mahomes had, what, 3 picks?
Yeah.
And Josh Allen was sacked, what, 9 times? And neither one of them got to 20 points? Did I have that right?
That's right. Woo. And they've given up the fewest points in all of the NFL.
Man.
So you go there and you struggle. Okay, I get that. But you also went to Cleveland, and I thought it was a scheduled loss, and it was week 13 without a bye, and you went against another very good defense, but you got the job done. And some of the schedule stuff is when you play these various teams, and you know, you played Cleveland when they were going to Shadur. It was kind of early Shadur, and I thought that he looked better this past week. He looked better the week after that, and he's starting to slowly look better and better. But, yeah, you went up against Cleveland without much of an offensive attack, and so, yeah, you benefited by that. And, you know, you went to Tampa, and you faced a Tampa team that was mostly healthy. You faced New Orleans back when they had pre-Shuck, when they had Rattler. I mean, and New Orleans is terrible anyway, but... Yep. I do think that all of these things, schedule-wise, spot-wise, they do matter, but the Niners' schedules turned out to be tougher than what we thought going into the year.
Yeah,
for sure.
Yeah, no doubt about it. I want to answer this one, too, because, again, as we sort of talk about what are your playoff expectations for the 49ers now, and yes, they still need to make the playoffs, but what I'm kind of like, man, what I'm drunk on right now is how sort of realistic the division and the one seed feel like. I didn't think I would feel that way at any point, and I still find it to be unlikely. I think winning 4 more in a row, you've already won 3 in a row, like, I don't know, man. It feels like there's going to be a dead duck in there somewhere. I don't know if it's the Bears, Seattle, whatever, but with Tennessee coming next and Indy losing their quarterback, it's certainly realistic to think that the Niners at least might be 11-4 a couple of weeks from now. And someone texted in, Boxer and Gerson, work injury attorney's text line, and said, I think the Rams' loss would have to be to Seattle for the Niners to beat them in a tiebreaker. Well, I got good news for you. No, that is not true. If the Rams lose 1 more game and the Niners were to win out in their schedule, the San Francisco 49ers will be NFC West champions by virtue of the fact that they would have the same record and the same division record. They would both be 5-1, even if the Rams beat Seattle but lose to Detroit. But then we go to conference record where the Rams have 3 losses and the Niners only have 2. It's already a done deal. And you can thank the Philadelphia Eagles for that, because that was and the Carolina Panthers, because those were the other 2 conference losses. The 49ers' only other conference loss was to Tampa.
Yep.
And therefore, the Niners, yes, 1 more Rams loss, and the Niners control the West with their own play. It's a huge ask, But I don't think it sounds as crazy today as it did a few weeks ago.
No, even like 2 days ago or even yesterday because of what, I mean, Philadelphia loses again. And so that kind of takes them down a peg. And now they have five losses. So they're not going to be even in that four loss mix if the Niners do run the table. The only other one for the one seed would be Green Bay. Green Bay 9-3-1, but they go to Denver. They go to Chicago. They've got Baltimore and then at Minnesota. They got three road games of the last four.
And those are all games, too. Even Minnesota and
Minnesota,
Baltimore.
Minnesota, I mean.
No, but those are games. That's a divisional road game.
Sure.
That's a game.
Rivalry, I get that. Yeah. But, you know, for me, it's more about the next 2 weeks where the Rams have Detroit at home and at Seattle. And I would bet that they lose one of those two. Even if they don't, okay, then you've got at Atlanta and then Arizona at home. So if you want to still think about winning the division, you need the Rams to lose one of these next two.
Then the San Francisco 49ers are tiebreaker juggernauts. Absolute tiebreaker juggernauts because they're 9-4, but two of their losses came to the AFC South.
Yep.
So they are absolute tiebreaker juggernauts. A 4-1 division record, an 8-2 conference record. Bottom line, if they win these next four games, that is all it takes. One Rams loss. And the Niners will either be the one or the two seed.
Right, right.
And I say that as if it's like, oh, the next four games, yeah, you just win them.
Just run
like,
the table.
That's going to be super hard.
Well,
super hard. But again, those first two games look super winnable. And then you're at home, primetime action, Chicago Bears. And then, man, if that Seahawks game, if that ends up what we think it might, like that game, could, I would imagine, be, because isn't Chicago Sunday night football? Aren't the Bears and Niners, isn't that a Sunday nighter? And that last week, they leave the schedule totally open.
Right,
they haven't,
for flexes.
Haven't scheduled a Sunday nighter yet. And if the Niners.
Yes, it is Sunday night, Niners,
right,
Bears.
And the Niners Seahawks absolutely could be Sunday night 2 weeks in a row. It absolutely could be. So, woo!
Yeah.
Those two games are going to be a hot ticket, man, if the Niners can just navigate Tennessee and Indy.
I mean, navigate Tennessee. If you can't
You'll navigate beat, Tennessee.
If you can't beat Tennessee and you're well, favored by 12.5, then all of this like air we've been putting out there on the air is just worthless. If you can't beat Tennessee at home, off a bye, favored by 12.5, like forget the spread. And the pick, by the way, is not in. Your boy's on the ropes.
Yeah, you took another one. I went with you last night.
Whatever.
Sorry.
I mean,
I make fun of you less because I went with you.
Right, but
then I was thrilled to be wrong.
Fade.
It might actually be fade season.
Kind of want to ride him.
Fade.
Yeah, that's Lucas from yesterday. But
the holiday season.
Thank you. It's the fade the dibber season. Fade the dibber. So yeah, and you get to that spot. If you can't beat Tennessee, forget the 12.5. But if you can't win this game, well, then what are we even talking about?
No, that's totally fair. No, this is
just fire everyone.
I don't want to be one of these. You know, don't accuse me of being a jinx or whatever. The Niners are not losing on Sunday. What are we talking about?
Right.
What are we doing? They're not losing that football game. So there's that. The Indy one, I still like. I don't know. Quizzical look. Because they're still, it's a road game, Monday night football. They're going to be a home dog on Monday night. I don't know who's quarterback in that game. Phillip Rivers just got signed to the team.
Crazy.
44-year-old grandpa.
He's a grandpa.
It's
official.
It's grandpa daddy. He's 44, and he's a Colt.
And I'm looking at the line. The future line is Niners -6.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a big, that's a big home dog.
It's a big number. So, all right, 888-957-9570. I want to throw this at you, too, since you did it to me all NBA season.
Okay.
I'm going to do it to you right back. If I set the over-under on Niners playoff wins this year at 0.5,
you know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if it...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No. Anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a paper listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
You going over or under?
I'm going over.
Really?
I'm going over. I'm going over, and it, yeah, kukush.
Oh,
and,
that's unfortunate.
Yeah, fade.
Exactly.
It's because of the reality of where they are. So even if they don't win the division, and let's just assume they don't, because the Rams have a game lead on them, and the Rams could go 3-1, and the Niners could go 3-1, and then the Niners would be, you know, 12-5,
yeah,
and the Rams would be 13-4. They would be the 5 seed. Okay. I don't think that the Niners will be any worse than the 5 seed based on who they play. So you're the 5, and now you have to go out and you have to play the 4. And the 4 right now is either Tampa or Carolina. It could possibly be Philadelphia if they slide all the way, I mean, further back. And so if it's Philly, I'm more worried. But if it's at Tampa or at Carolina in the first round, I think the Niners might be favored on the road. So I'm going to take the Niners over a half a playoff win, kukush.
I am going to, I don't know, maybe surprise you here.
Oh, boy.
No, I'm going to take the under.
And that's just so like you to be negative.
Well,
hop.
I don't really like the teams around here. So.
Mark, you out here sounding like a hater, my brother.
Do you have to be such a homer?
I'm going
to
take the under for multiple reasons. Number one, it's just a person talking, and therefore I'm allowed to change my mind.
Okay.
I'm allowed to change my mind.
Wow.
But think of this now. I still think that there's a lot to prove. There's a lot to prove. I'm excited in this moment. These things that we're talking about are on the table for them. But let's pull apart this 3-game win streak that they're on with Brock Purdy back.
Like a good cinnamon roll.
You defeated the Cardinals, the Panthers, and the Browns. I know that somehow the standings tell me that Carolina's at least an okay team.
They beat the Rams.
I do not think they're good. Yes, they beat the Rams at home. I do not think they're good. And in that game, Brock Purdy threw 3 interceptions. And the defense was next level, and Jair Brown saved his bacon. So there was that. The Arizona game was a weird one. You came out, you scored a bunch of points, but Jacoby Brissett completed like 413 passes, and you kind of came out of there feeling weird. This is a weird football game. Cardinals made some mistakes. And then the other one is Cleveland, which I'm impressed through defense and weather with the way the 49ers performed, but you're still playing a bad team with a quarterback making his second career start. So let's not get overly drunk. This is 2 or 3 drinks, not 8. Like, let's not get too drunk on what the 49ers are doing right now. So for me to believe that they are either going to A, go capture the division, or B, upset a really good team on the road in the playoffs, I'm not there yet. It's still a young defense that still needs to show that they can stop a good quarterback. A good quarterback. It's Shedeur Sanders and Bryce Young, that's nice.
Right.
But do it to Sam Darnold and Caleb Williams, and then I'll change my tune.
I just think that when you look at, it might be Carolina. Again, it might be Tampa.
It could be.
And I know that Baker got you the first time, but that was a different Tampa team than what you have now, and you had a devastating injury in the middle of that game, early in that game, which kind of cast a pall over the whole team. And I do think that the way this team is now, the defense has been awesome against, you're right, bad offenses, but the offense now, I think, is ready to hum, and you've got the O-line all intact, and you've got, you know, Kittle's healthy and all the rest of it. I do think you're more built to go out to Tampa and win a road game. So Tampa on the road, you can win. Carolina, I believe it. Chicago, if it happens to be them, I believe you can win that game as well. And if you look at the Shanahan record as a head coach in his history, he's actually better on the road than he is at home.
Yeah, I mean, I get he's had a great run in terms of doing some things on the road and in the playoffs and all of that. And look, we can go back a few weeks. It doesn't really make sense here because the Niners were different then. Mac Jones was playing and the offensive line had people going in and out. But if I do look at the last 3 times they had to go against quote-unquote playoff teams, they lost. They lost. They lost to Tampa. They lost to Houston. They lost to the Rams. And Matt Stafford, I'm racking my brain. I can't even remember an incompletion. Was there an incompletion in that game?
Couple.
Because it didn't feel like it. So that was a while ago. I believe the Niners are getting better and getting healthier. But before I get on the, I think we're going to win playoff games. I think we're going to go on a run. I'm hopeful of that. I don't think that. Not yet. That's all. That's just where I'm at.
Yeah, and that's fine. I mean, I only think that because of the matchup that you might be looking at. And even if you go worst case scenario, which even if they're the 7 seed and you go out there and you take on the 2 seed, which I don't even know if that'd be Green Bay at this point.
Yeah.
It might be Chicago.
Could be.
The Rams are probably on an inside track to be the 1. But even if you have to go to Green Bay, there's something about this Packer team and Jordan Love that I'm not totally sold on.
Yeah, they're not. Nobody's perfect. There's the Rams sometimes look the closest, but they're not perfect. They're not perfect. They lost a couple of weeks ago. Niners beat them earlier in the year.
Yep.
They know each other really, really well. Let's go to Dave in the city. Hi, Dave. Thank you for calling Willard and Dibs. What's up?
Hey, good afternoon, fellas. I just want to say we cannot let this up coming this weekend, but Shanahan's record coming off of a bye is absolutely godly, so I don't see that coming. We absolutely have the chance to, fight for our own destiny against the Seahawks at the end, because I honestly think that the Lions are going to upset the Rams this weekend. You can lock it in.
Yeah.
But for I think so.
Dave, do you want to say kukush? Do you want to say kukush, Dave?
I want to say kukush, and I want to say kaboom.
Okay. I love it.
Kaboom. Our kaboom. Guy over there in Miami.
Well done, David.
You're a good listener, Dave. Keep going.
Kaboom.
But I do want to say, when have we really hung our hats on our offense? I think it's going to be this year that we're going to be in a bunch of shootouts, and our defense is going to be at the point where we bend as hard as we can, not to break, and we're just, our defense has to kind of just be there till the very end, and I think Brock is going to really start showing out and get us on a run and get us hot to go to the playoffs.
Dave,
number
thanks, man.
Number one seed, baby, here we come.
Okay, Dave, yep, thanks. Yep. Appreciate it, man. I will say this about this Rams-Lions matchup that's coming up this weekend. I do remember a few things. Number one, Lions have a big rest advantage. They played last Thursday.
Yep. Look at you.
Number two, the Lions will be beyond desperate. And so, do they have what it takes? Maybe not. That's really hard. They got to go. But you got a fast track, dome kind of a game between the Rams and Lions. Like, the first thing I want to tell everybody is start your fantasy players. Like, wow, that Rams-Lions game is perfection for fantasy football.
So I should
this
start Jahmyr
year.
Gibbs, is what you're saying?
Yes.
Go ahead and cut that so I can remember it.
Start Gibbs. I want you to, hopefully you got Amon-Ra. If you got a quarterback,